Okay, AJR, y'all testing. AJR,
WANJWM.
This is KDHCRM mobile listening.
This is W8MEL. This is W8MEL.
Hey, Mel, I don't know if you can copy me very well, but I'm on an HT over near in Mishawaka in a building. W8MEL, this is WB9YPA. I can't talk now, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm hearing you.
Well, good. Thank you. I've got a new tablet here, and I'm not quite certain. I missed a net last night. Something didn't work right, so I'm glad it's working. Thanks for the comeback. This is W8MEL.
Yeah, sure thing, Mel. Yep, good to hear from you, as always. Talk to you soon when I can break away. I'm on a job. I will talk to you very soon. W8MEL, this is WB9YPA, Mishawaka. I'm clear.
W9ODM mobile.
This is W8MEL.
WB9MEL, N9ODM four. Over here in
I'm only getting about a half. This is a W8MEL. You're probably down in Indiana. My home QTH is Hudsonville, but I'm out in Mesa, Arizona right now via Echolink.
I definitely have talked to you before, then
W8MEL clear, but still listening.
Understand it. Go ahead. Okay. One more time. Has any of the check-ins on this net tonight used Docker or containers to run Windows programs on a Linux install? Come with your call sign now if you have. Well, Dan, KE9AWB, I guess the answer is no. But I bet about that, and it's something I want to move into one day, someday. What do you recommend as far as that for a new person?
What I use typically is I started out by using containers just for things that are not specifically related to ham radio, such as Nextcloud, things like that. And starting now to explore what it would take to support some of the programs specifically for ham radio that would support be supported on containers and Docker and things like that. So I'm just curious if anybody else that is looking at that and seeing what can be done with it.
Well, Dan, K9AWB, one more time. Has anyone looked at that yet? Well, KE9AWB, hey, Dan, I guess not, but I can tell you that I've looked at it, and I need help with it. I will need help with it because that's kind of the next level up for me. So it's something I've been very interested in, and I appreciate you coming here and asking the question because I'm here to learn, too. Absolutely, I'm here to learn. So anything else, Dan?
Nope, that's all for me tonight, and I will share anything that I learned as I explore it for ham radio. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Dan, and I'll tell you what, I learned so much on this net, and that'll be something I'll be looking into for sure. So thank you for that, and it's the top of the hour, so I'm going to turn it over to one of the staff at the Absolute Tech Net, BE3RWJ, Chris. Chris likes to make, he may not like it, but I'm going to ask him to make some announcements for the net. Go ahead, Chris. This is KM5Y.
Well, let me make sure that I'm paying attention over here. Please check out the Absolute Tech Net website. We have a Facebook group if you want to carry the conversation further. We have a mailing list. We only send out one email a week, but it'll let you know who's coming up on next week's net. We have podcasts. We put out every Absolute TechNet in our Absolute TechNet podcast feed. And we have a donate button along all kinds of links of interest. All of that at absolutetech.org. That's the end of the commercial. Back to you, Mike, V3RWJ.
V3RWJ, hey, Chris, thank you for that commercial message there, and thank you for the work you do here on the Absolute TechNet. You do a fabulous job. So that's it for the commercials for a while. What we're going to do now is we are going to, before I take any more check-ins, one of my recent projects, we have a lot of all-star nodes around here, and I decided to try one of the hotspot radio duplex, full duplex nodes. It's got two radio modules in it, so it's full duplex, almost like a repeater. And you buy it commercially, and you connect it to a Pi of your choice. I happen to use a Pi 5, which a few more extra settings changes, but it's certainly doable. I think it's actually easiest on a Pi 4, and I used ASL3. Speaking of ASL3, All-Star Link 3, we've just recently converted everything on our network, the 11 Cats Radio Network, to ASL3, and I'll tell you what, I love it. It's really super, super good. We have ham BOIP, which is great, too. We decided to try to go to the future and get everything on ASL3, and it's been a great experience. So there's another thing we've recently accomplished, and I put ASL3 on that full duplex node, and there's some little things you have to do. You have to separate the antennas to get range out of it and stuff like that, but it is a super cool little all-star node. So did that. So it's time now for more check-ins. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee Net Control for the Absolute Tech Net. We're taking check-ins with a question or a comment. Come with your call sign slowly and phonetically. Go ahead.
Kilo Delta 9 Zulu Golf Zulu Recheck.
November 5, America, Quebec, Mike, N5AQM, Mike and Chandler, no question or comment, just want to get on the roster. Great net, Mike, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, that last key up, we had a key, but no audio. That was a silent transmission right there, so didn't get anything there. Hey, Mike, N5AQM, Mike and Chandler, great to hear you on here. Hope that things are going good for you out in Arizona. Always a pleasure to hear you around here. And then, recheck, KD9ZGZ. Go ahead with your comment there, Joel, KM5Y.
Mike, I have two things for you, since you're researching things, and I was going to mention something. You said something about all those connections to the, to be able to program stuff. That website is also connected to the R-Finder website also, where you can program your radio through them. It's also connected to the Hammer R-Finder website also. Number one. Number two is look up, I was going to see if you can research remote hams for like 10 meters and 6 meters and see what you think. And I was thinking about downloading on my new radio I was telling you about, and I have, I'm going to let this reset. I got some new stuff on on the new radio regarding your connection. Let me let it reset for a second. I got to y'all on my new radio. I connect you to your connection, and on that new radio, it sounds good. The new radio has a separate PTT button on there where I've heard a couple nets and it sounds real good on there. So regarding that stuff I just mentioned to you, maybe you can research some of that other stuff.
Hey, Joel, thank you. Yeah, that is interesting, and I will check that out. Like I said, I'm hoping to be done with Microsoft Windows when this computer quits working completely, and I think I'm there. And I looked into R-Finder. I never got one of those, but they're way cool. But I will definitely do a little research on that, and thank you for that, Joel. I really appreciate your input. So anyway, thank you, Joel. Great talking to you. And this is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, net control for the Absolute Tech Net. Any more check-ins with a tech question or a comment, come with your call sign now.
This is Whiskey 8, Whiskey, James here outside Detroit. This is November 5, Juliet, Charlie, Mississippi. Listen to the net.
Kilo Bravo 9, Quebec Hotel, November, in and out.
Control, Kilo 4, Charlie, Uniform Papa, K4CUP.
Okay, we'll stop right there. And we have the legend, Virgil, Kilo 4, Charlie, Uniform, Papa. Hey, Virgil, hope you're doing okay. Hope things are out okay with you out there in Kentucky. I know there's some rough stuff going on out there, the flooding and everything, and we've been thinking about you, Virgil. Were you? Did you have a comment, or are you in and out, Virgil?
I'll make a quick comment there whenever it comes my turn there, Mike, about QRP.
K4CUP, K5Y. Okay, Virgil, we'll come back to you. Kilo Bravo 9, we're back, Hotel November. We got your in and out. Thank you for your check-in. November 5, Juliet Charlie Charlie out in Mississippi. Hey, we appreciate your check-in tonight. Thank you, Joe. And Whiskey 8, Whiskey Whiskey. Hey, James, in Livonia. I know where that's at. You said outside Detroit. I spent lots of time up in that area in the freight business back in the day. So great to hear you there. James, did you have a question? Or are you in and out tonight? Go ahead.
Trying to find a home station on my go box on this. I found a guy who's got a decent price, and I'm just trying to get everything nailed out. Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey. This is KM5Y Mike over here in frigid Texas, and it's probably more frigid in Livonia, I'm sure. But you had some, you were cutting out there. I don't know if you were getting a signal problem or something like that, but I caught the end about your go box and you're just trying to get stuff lined up. Could you come back one more time? Because I'm very interested in building a go box sometime. Over to you, James.
Yeah, okay. Good evening. I'm using the Echo Link on my phone, so I don't know what the issue would be. Yeah, I'm getting my station synced up between a go box and my home station, but I found these Panasonic Toughbooks. Have you ever heard of these? You can almost drive a truck over them. And I decided that I'm going to try to use those in regards to everything because I can always swap out on this. Yeah, understood about knowing Livonia. It's a beautiful 16 degrees here. So I had the night off from working downtown. Luckily I found you guys and decided to jump in and say hello. Whiskey, eat whiskey, whiskey.
Well, I'll tell you what, James, we appreciate you being here. And you know where we're at now, and we're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Come on back. We have some fabulous topics sometimes, and I know I learn a lot when I'm here. And hey, it's great that you're up in Livonia. I spent a lot of time up there, I've met some of the hardest working people in that area that I've ever met in my life. The Toughbook, yeah, I remember those. That Panasonic laptop that was made for rugged work and carrying out on the road, and you can drop it or, like you said, run over the truck. That's really cool. And so I'm really interested in building a go box and someday. And I appreciate that information. I'll keep the tough book by Panasonic in mind. I forgot all about those. They probably don't make them anymore, or they might. I'll have to pick that out. But James, thank you so much for your check-in. Whiskey 8, whiskey whiskey. This is KM5Y, and we're going to go over to Virgil K4CUP. Virgil, over to you.
K5Y, K4CUP, doing okay. All the water is starting to go down. There's still some of the northern parts of the state that's going to be affected with the river flooding. But ours crested at 40.2 feet at 5:30 yesterday evening. So all the water's gone down and things. And of course, wasn't affected with the high water, but a lot of people were, and a lot more damage than what you can expect. One city in Pikeville was total devastation.
buildings, like I'm talking like Walmart buildings, Sears buildings, all of them, you know how tall some of them are. A lot of those buildings and businesses were totally submerged in water, so you know that's a complete loss there. There was a musical store there where I usually go and buy my musical instruments at, that's just totally gone. And I don't see a lot of these businesses being able to open up anytime soon. But anyway, I'll take a break. Why K4CUP? Well, I've been experimenting the world of QRP on using my HF radio and the new one that I got, and I can go down to right at a half a watt on this radio here, and I am totally surprised on how far that I can get on a half a watt, and in the contacts, and of course. A lot of it has to do with band conditions and stuff, things like that. But last night at 9:30, I was on on 10 meters, and I'm very seldom on there that time of the night. But, man, I was working Australia and New Zealand just as fast as I put my CQ out there, you know. So, and, of course, I was only running about 45 watts there. Of course, that's not really considered QRP, but, was totally surprised and shocked that, I was making it to the land down under there. But anyway, I like the saying, you only get out of it what you put into it. And Mike, you know me, buddy, I'm an all-go-out guy there when it comes to try to get out there on the airwaves. So, and I'll be doing the next week, and the topic is the HF toolbox. So come and see what kind of tools and toys I have in my toolbox. KM5Y, K4CUP.
Virgil, I'm going to be there. I need help with that. So I need your HF toolbox net. So I will be there. And for those that don't know, Virgil is part of the staff on the Absolute Tech Net, K4CUP, Virgil in Kentucky. And, hey, Virgil, are you okay where you live? Did you have some flooding right there?
No flooding here, Mike, in my area, but towards south of me was, is where the river is located. And of course, I'm pretty high up elevated here where I'm at, so it'd have to rain a whole lot to get me flooded in there because I'm pretty high up on part of the Appalachian Mountain chain there, Mike. But no, just some lowland flooding in my area, but no effects, sir. KM5Y, K4CUP.
Thank you for that report, Virgil. We appreciate it. And, we've been thinking about you and the flooding they've had up there. And we only see it on, TV, and it looks horrendous. And now they've got winter up there, too. So I hope there's some relief for everybody up there, some help. And we'll be looking for a way to help out with that on donations and stuff, because it's just horrendous what they've had to go through up there. So, and also, we almost bought an Elecraft K2, my wife and I, at a ham fest, because we've been dying to start getting on some QRP parks on the air and stuff like that. But maybe someday, like I said earlier, too many projects, not enough time. So, Virgil, thank you for that. Breaking with K4CUP. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, Net Control for the Absolute Tech Net. And we're going to take some more check-ins in and out, or let me know if you have a tech question or comment. Either way is fine, but remember, give us your call sign totally and phonetically so we can get it on the list. Check-ins come with your call sign. Go ahead.
is KA6NEI, Kilowatt Alpha 6, November, Echo India, in and out.
And Matt, thanks for being there. You always do a great job.
November Echo 2 Whiskey, ANSI Echo 2 Whiskey, Ed in New York, in and out.
This is KA6NEI, Kilowatt Alpha 6, November Echo India, in and out.
Kilo Mod 4, Richard Papa Gow. Kilo Mod 4, Richard Papa Gow. Struggles from bed. Low tie road, the internet, no traffic, just listen to the alarm clock.
Carrie,
half-coat.
November Victor 7, Sierra, Sierra. November Victor 7, Sierra, Sierra. Kid in Nevada, just in and out. Thanks for being there. You're doing a great job.
Okay, I'll jump in right there because we had a couple of pileups. I did get Kilo Alpha 6 November Echo India. That is John. John, thank you for your Wisconsin check-in. November Echo 2 Whiskey. Ed out in New York. Hey, Ed. Hope everything's going well for you. Hope you're not too cold up there. Thank you for your check-in. Kilo Mike 4 Victor Papa Golf. In and out. Hey, Douglas. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. And we have November Victor 7 Sierra Sierra NV7SS Ken in Nevada. Hey Ken, thank you for your check-in. We appreciate it. Did I miss anyone? Because we had a little pile up there. Come with your call sign.
WZK in and out.
All right, I believe that was November 6, India Zulu Kilo. Was that correct?
6.
November 6, India Zulu Kilo. Is that correct? One more time, please.
P6 Zulu Kilo.
Roger, Roger, thank you for your check-in. Any more check-ins for the Absolute TechNet, in and out, or let us know if you have a comment or a question, project you've been working on you want to tell us about, or a project you've been wanting to work on. And don't forget the Absolute Tech website, absolutetech.org. Check that out. You will be amazed. In fact, that's where I learned how to put Linux on a Windows computer. On that website, go to the links page. There's a whole list, hundreds of links on how to do all kinds of cool stuff. It's a great DIY website to get information on, or at least a start on projects you've been wanting to do. So any check-ins, in and out, or comment or question, let us know if you have that. Come with your call sign twice, slowly, phonetically. Go ahead.
Victor Echo 3, Echo Lima Tango, in and out.
Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Mike Quebec. Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Mike Quebec, in and out.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Delta. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Delta, in and out.
This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, net control for the Absolute Tech Net. And we have Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Mike Foxtrot, in and out. Thank you, Robert, for your check-in. We have Victor Echo 3 Echo Lima Tango. Thank you, Mike, in Canada. Thank you for your check-in. Kilo Echo 9, Charlie Mike Quebec. Greg, over in Wisconsin, we got your check-in. Hope you're having a good evening. And Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Delta. That is John in Florida. Hey, John, thank you for your check-in. We had a check-in in South Bend on a repeater, and I didn't get your call sign. There was a little double there. So could you give us your call sign, please? South Bend, Indiana.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Name is Mike, and I'm on a job working, so I can't. I just going to be a check-in and a check-out. Thank you.
Outstanding. We got you, Mike. Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha, and thank you for the work you do, whatever it is. I'm glad you're out there working. We appreciate it. South Bend, Indiana. We got your check-in, Mike, and glad you're here listening. Any more check-ins for the Absolute Tech Net? In and out, or questions, or comments, or projects? Come with your call sign. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. Go ahead.
Kurt in Central Florida, in and out.
The E5 Romeo Sierra, Victor Echo 5 Romeo Sierra, line in Saskatoon, in and out.
Yeah, Zulu Lima 2 Bravo Echo Zulu with a bit of project information for you, Mike, over.
All righty, this is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, and we have Victor Echo 5 Romeo Sierra. Thank you, Ron, for your check-in. We appreciate it a lot. And I had a station call from Central Florida named Kurt. There was a double there, so I didn't get your call sign. Could you come back one more time with your call sign, Kurt?
Yeah, the call sign is November 7, Whiskey Lima, and Winter Garden, Florida.
Beautiful. November 7, Whiskey Lima. Kurt, Central Florida, coming in here with a great signal. Nice and quiet, excellent audio. So thank you for your check-in. And then, hey, Paul's back with a project. I love it. I love to hear people talk about projects. The only problem is it gives me more projects. So Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. Hey, Paul, go right ahead. Over to you.
Yeah, very good there, KM5Y, that L2B is, yeah, very good there, Mike. Yes, well, I've been working on some M hotspots, you know, the type that you talk with a DMR radio to the Raspberry Pi sitting on top of, and oftentimes those hotspots come with a very small display called an OLED display, and that's normally fine. But if you get a unit that has not got an OLED display and you purchase some OLED displays from various places, you'll find that not all of those OLED displays will work on the hotspots. And I found one of the reasons that it could be that the manufacturer of these OLED displays have done something a bit weird with the firmware that they're fitted with. So I have found an issue, a solution to a problem that some people may not even know they have. But if you fit an OLED display to your hotspot, your MNDVM hotspot, and the display is garbled or it goes a bit weird, the trick is to turn off the scrolling feature. In PiStar, you need to go into the expert settings, go into the MNDVM host, scroll down to hotspot, to OLED display, and then you can turn off that. In WPSD, you go to the configuration, you go down to the display, and you turn the scroll off there, and then you'll be fine. So that's the story. Anyway, That's all I've got from here, so we'll pass it back to you, and hopefully that was understood, so I can repeat. You need it repeated, over.
Hey, Paul, that's some fabulous information. ZL2VEZ, this is KM5Y. So I've built a ton of nodes. I've never put an OLED display on them. That's something I need to do. And like I said, when someone comes on here to talk about their project, it gives me another project. And, man, it's fun, but, oh, my gosh, I get lost in all this stuff. So, but, yeah, if I understand correctly, if you're just trying to put an OLED display on your hotspot, that and it doesn't work well, you need to go into PiStar or whatever program you're using and go to turn off scrolling, and that'll fix the problem. So that's great to know. I wrote all that down because that's probably something I'll end up running across when I get ready to try something like that. So, hey, Paul, that's cool. I'm glad you're doing all that. I've seen some of those hotspots commercially available with OLED displays on them, and I've never had one. But I would love to add one. That would be way cool. So, great, Paul. Thank you so much. I'm going to add that to my notes. And moving on, any check-ins for the Absolute TechNet, in and out, or let us know if you have a question or a comment, or tell us about a project you've been working on so we can all learn from it. Come with your call sign now. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Zulu Lima 2 Bravo Echo Zulu with a follow-up as well regarding the OLED displays and the type that you should purchase and the ones you should not purchase, over.
Okay, hey, Paul, ZL2BEZ, we'll get right to you. We had a new check or a recheck with W5MGM. My good friend Fred runs the W5MGM network and repeater in Irving. Go ahead, Fred. This is KM5Y.
Well, what I was going to say was, you know, I mean, you and I both have these hotspot radio USB duplex repeaters. And I don't know if you mentioned this or not. I didn't hear it. I was going to mention it. They work great. But if you want to be more than, you know, 10 feet away from them, you need to separate the antenna. I separated mine by 8 feet because my shelf is 8 foot wide across the wall here. And it worked great. You can get all around the house, across the street. I was hearing it half a mile up the road the other night on an HT inside the vehicle. I wasn't trying to get in, but I was hearing it. That's when it was noisy, but I was hearing it. But separate your antennas if you're going to use it around the house. Now, if you're using it mobile, ain't no big deal. It's right there with you. You're, you know, less than 10 feet from it, and you're not going to have any issues. But if you got to get away from it, separate the antennas. W5MGM.
Thank you, Fred, for that. W5MGM, this is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee for the Absolute TechNet. And, yeah, Fred and I both had the same project there, and he helped me with mine. And these nodes are commercial available, and they're called full duplex nodes, and they're kind of hot right now. People are talking about them a lot. It's basically a node with it's a duplex node, so it's got two radio modules, a transmit and a receive, kind of like a repeater, instead of the one simplex radio module that most have. And they're really fascinating, and it's a great project. The problem is they work great like they are, but the range is really short because you have the transmit and receive modules right together, a little stubby antenna on each one, and when you key up, they're so close together, they desensitize each other, and it cuts the range down to about 10 feet. So the solution is, and the guy sells these external antennas on his website for that reason, I believe, but you can use any external antenna, put it about 6 or 8 feet away, and all of a sudden that thing will talk down the street. I'm telling you, it's they actually even have a little more power. I think they're 1 watt or something like that. But, yeah, I've tested it down the street, and it's amazing how well they do. So great project, and I put my external antenna on the receive radio module and separated it, and that worked great. I think Fred may have put an external antenna on both of his radio modules, and it probably works even better that way. So any little antenna will work as long as it's a 440 UHF antenna. And excellent. Thank you, Fred, and thank you for all the help you give us over here at the 11 Cats Radio Network. Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu with a follow-up. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. November Aquila Mike 5 Yankee Zulu Lima 2 Bravo Echo Zulu. Just a follow up regarding the OLED displays. Please check your hotspots hotspot MMDVM hats you're using, because they normally have the first pin is the volts, the second pin is the ground, and then the other two pins are the SDA and CA. Now there are other OLED is out there that have those the ground and the volts pins reversed. So always look at the pictures that the vendor recommends to you or tries to on the vendor's site to make sure that you're getting the right sort that will fit your hotspot. And regarding duplex hotspots, I've found that by reducing the power level on the transmitter, that normally gets rid of some problems with the close proximity of the antennas. Over.
Roger, Roger, Paul. I hope everybody heard that, because that's pretty important information. I know it's really important that you connect those to the right pins to make them work. So thank you for that. You're probably saving people a lot of time by giving us that information, and that's great info. So anything else? Oh, my gosh, I just look at the temperature here in North Texas. It's dropped 10 degrees in the last hour. It's down to 24. So if you live in North Texas, you might want to leave your water dripping, water faucets dripping tonight, because it's going to get all the way down to something like 14, I think. And we're not used to that. You guys up in Detroit, y'all deal with this all the time, you know. So, but, man, here, They didn't make the walls thick enough, and you got to leave the water dripping, or you're going to wake up to some frozen pipes. But thank you for that, Paul. Anything else for the net tonight? Go ahead. ZL2BEZ, this is Kilo Mike 5 Inky, net control for the Absolute Net Tech Net. Thank you for the information, Paul. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure it helped a lot of people. So we're going to go take some more check-ins now. In and out's fine. And let us know if you have a comment or a tech question. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. Come with your call sign twice, slowly, phonetically, and we'll put you on the list. Go ahead.
Echo 7, Whiskey Fox. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey.
And N5 ZIQ Moy in Houston with a quick question.
This is Kilo Mike 5 Inky, and we have Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Foxtrot. Thank you, Rick. And N5 ZIQ, hey, Moy in Houston. This is Kilo Mike 5 Inky up here in Grapevine, Texas. Go ahead with your question.
Hi there, 87 Whiskey Box, Vancouver, British Columbia. My question is this. I'm trying to get my Belfang UV5RL. Well, I don't know if it's capable of doing this or not. I wanted to be able to receive and transmit. Keith is UHF and transmit UHF. So I wanted to cross band repeat in full duplex. I think it can do it. I just came across something in the item 34 TX. It's called TX-AD, transmitting selection while it's through a watch and stuff. Anyway, has anybody ever done this? I'm wondering. So crossband repeat in one handheld, VHF to UHF or vice versa, doesn't matter. I want my handheld to receive on UHF and simultaneously transmit on UHF. Or do I need to go to two handhelds and link them together? Back to that. Thanks.
K9RUK.
Rick Jericho, 7 Whiskey Foxtrot. Hey, Rick, I've heard that question before, and I have zero Balfaine experience. I think we might have an answer. K9RUK, did you have an answer for Rick? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm using a UV5R right now. No, you cannot crossband. You cannot transmit on UHF and receive on VHF. Actually, if like simultaneously, but actually, you can switch back and forth between a UHF and a VHF frequency very easily with the UV5R. If you pay attention to the AB switch and understand how that works, you can do that. Well,
there is a way to turn on the A and B so you can receive simultaneously. It's menu item 5. Sorry, menu item 7. Dual watch, dual reception. You turn that on, you can receive both A and B simultaneously. And I discovered, too, that if you have a UHF frequency and you want to transmit on a VHF frequency, you can do that by going into the duplex offset and calculating the difference. So if you take like 440 megahertz minus 146 megahertz and the answer is 92.00, let's say, as an example, you put that in your duplex and it'll work. But it's still not full duplex. That's what I'm wondering, if I can achieve that.
Want to comment? I am not too familiar with that. I'll have to look that up. That is new to me, but I will look at the manual, K9RUK.
Answer do I have.
You won't find that kind of stuff in the manual, but back to that. If anybody else has an idea, it may not be possible. I'm just wondering.
We had a comment, but I didn't catch the call sign. Go ahead, comment.
November 2, Delta, Yankee November. Good evening, everybody. Yes, we have a UHF link to go into our repeater, and I have one of the channels that I set up with the receive on VHF and the transmit on UHF, and I just entered both frequencies manually, so... work.
Well, I'll listen on here. I'm going to try this TX menu item 34, TX AB, transmitting section. But you're transmitting selection. It's intriguing. Anyways, I'm just goofing around. Actually, if I can get it to work, I do have a plan for it. But there you go. Thanks. This is an amazing little radio, I'm telling you. It's just amazing what you can do with this. But it goes far beyond the manual. Thanks, Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox.
Victor Echo 7 Whiskey Fox. Thank you, Rick. And that is kind of cool. I had a UV5R, and we sold it before I even had a chance to try it out, but I know they're very, very popular radios. It was my it's always been my understanding you had to have a dual receive HT to do that, but I guess there's some workarounds for it maybe. And so keep playing with it. Man, that's what this hobby is all about, is trying stuff and seeing if you can make it work. That's really cool. And thank you, N2DYN, for your comment there. Every little bit helps. So we also had a question from November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec. Moy in Houston. You still there, Moy?
Yeah, N5, ZIQ. I appreciate Mike. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's still 60 degrees down here in Houston, so we're not doing too bad just yet, but it's going to get chilly tomorrow and overnight tonight, of course. But, you know, you can still find Panasonic Toughbook out there, and they're still quite available. They're not too bad on price either. Depending on what you get with it, you know, you price it up, but I just wanted to let you know about that. My question, let me break real quick. Right in 5ZIQ returning. My question was basically I'm interested in setting up some kind of monitoring device, such as a little SDR type device that will pick up the an ADS-B signal from an aircraft. I'm very much into flying myself. I'm not type rated like you are, I'm sure, but I believe that that the MCDU in most of the aircraft nowadays is transmitting enough data where you can receive that and actually be able to plot that into the different programs that are available, the different software that's available. Have you any experience with that, Mike? N5ZIQ Moy, back to KN5Y, quick.
Hey, Moy, I have not messed with that. I have an SDR Play that I use once in a while. Is SDR Play the software or the unit? I can't remember which, but I know when I was setting that up and using it some that I read a lot about some add-ins for ADS-B, and I never messed with that, but there are people that do that. I've recently started using, let me reset. Kilo Mike 5, Inky. Always great to talk to a fellow pilot. I found this website, ADS-B Exchange, that I've been using just to mess around with once in a while. And it's free. If you Google it, you probably already know about it, ADS-B Exchange. And it's kind of like Flight Radar 24, except it shows a whole lot more information. It's really fascinating. And I noticed it was pulling stuff down from the MCDU, which blew my mind. And now that's really cool. So I would be very interested to know what else that pulls down from the MCDU, because I think that's fascinating. And maybe you know more about that. But I know there's some add-ins for the SDR Play device I have, and I guess the software is SDR Uno that I use. I use it just for getting monitoring other bands on HF and even VHF once in a while. But I've read that people get the add-ons for ADS-B. Have you heard of that, Moy? KM5Y, over to you.
Comment and 5AQM.
N5AQM. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, you can absolutely do what he's asking. Absolutely. It's been there for quite a while, actually. And SDR Play, I think, is the software package. Anyway, I have one of those single-channel SDRs, SDR Play, or whatever you want to call it, RDSP1, or anyway, you can absolutely do that. There are videos out there, step by step. I love the step by step stuff. You know, you do this, do this, do this, and it works. And I have been able to track all the airplanes I can hear on a disco and up on the roof. without any problem. I can see airplanes 100 miles away that are reporting in. And Phoenix is very busy, as you well know, Mike. It's a lot of traffic here. So, yes, you can do it. And also with other SDRs, you can do it also. There's just a mountain of information available out there too much to touch on right now. But it does work. Back to you, Mike, and 5AQM.
In 5AQM, this is KM5Y. Thanks, Mike, and we'll get right back to you there, Moy. Hey, Mike, so you're using the RDSP. Yeah, I've got that. I think that mine's a 3-channel or something, probably the same one, with the software package. And so you put a disk cone up on your roof, and did you have to download some add-ins and stuff for that program?
Well, I think the current build that they're pushing out is the latest, has it built in anyway. It's all there. If I remember, I updated it, and it was all there. So there's nothing else to do other than you have to set up a virtual cable, and you can link it to some kind of, I forget what the name is. It's not Google Maps, but a mapping software that's out there. It works. It just works. It blew me away. It's like, wow, this worked right out of the gate first time. So, like I say, there are step-by-step things, and I love those. And 5AQM.
Hey, Mike, thank you for that. I'm going to mess around with that. Oh, good, I have another project. Thank you for giving me another project. But that's really cool because it's amazing. I've seen that it pulls stuff down from the MCDU, and I think that's really cool. And I'm going to check that out. So tell me, Moy, did you copy all that, and have you messed with that kind of stuff yet? Over to you, Moy.
In 5ZIQ returning, yeah, I have definitely seen the ADSB exchange, and that's a very effective bit of data right there, of course. But I think there is still more data that you can probably get from MCDU that I'm not really thinking about off the top of my head. But I know there was an SDR play module or something that was part of that that I was kind of interested in. Sounded like Mike had a good idea there as well, so I appreciate his ideas to boot. So I'll let you have it back anyway. I just thought I'd throw that out there and see. But anyway, I appreciate you taking care of that tonight, and you have a good evening, and y'all stay nice and warm and safe up there in Big D. We'll see you next time. KM5Y, and this is N5ZIQ Moy over in Houston, Texas. Still warm for now. See you.
N5ZIQ, this is KM5Y. Hey, Moy, nice to meet you. Enjoy talking to you, fellow Texan. And I'm a little jealous that it's 60 degrees because I just looked. It's 24 down, dropping rapidly, but you know how it is around here. It'll be warm in a few days. I think it's supposed to be in the 70s on Sunday, so we don't have to deal with it for very long. And, yeah, thanks for the information. I think that's really great, and I'm going to mess around with that some myself. I know there's a lot of hobbyists out there, and it's really cool, cool hobby, so another hobby. So thanks, Maury. I enjoyed it. N5ZIQ, this is KM5Y. We're close to the end. We've got a few more minutes left, so all we're going to take now is in-and-out check-ins. Just to get you on the list, and we appreciate your support. This is Kilo Mike 5 Inky, Net Control for the Absolute Technic. Come with your call sign now.
One clarification on my comment into DYM.
AB7, you can X for the log.
For 3, Charlie Oscar Foxtrot.
Okay, N2DYN, go ahead with your comment.
I was talking about the UHF and receiving on VHF. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that that is not full duplex, it's half duplex.
N2DYN, this is KM5Y. Yeah, thank you for that. I didn't think that was possible. So, appreciate it. We got Alpha Bravo 7. Uniform Kilo X-ray, thank you for your in and out. We got Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Oscar Foxtrot. Damien, we got you on the list. Thank you for your in and out. Any other check-ins, last-minute check-ins, in and out for the Absolute? Yeah, come with your call sign.
Lima, Quebec 4, Whiskey 4,
RFG, Kilo, Quebec 4, Romeo, X-ray, Zaw, Santa Jim, and Saudi Daisy, in and out.
K-A-5-O-U-G, Charles, in Tulsa, where I would take you 24 there, Mike, it's 8 here currently. Thank you, K-A-5-O-U-G.
Six Delta Mike Oscar, Kilo 6 Delta Mike Oscar, Derek in Tulsa.
Kilo
6
This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, net control for the Absolute TechNet. And the last minute check-ins in and out were Kilo Quebec 4, Romeo X-ray Golf. Thank you for your check-in, Scott. We appreciate it. Kilo Alpha 5, Oscar Uniform Golf, Charles in Tulsa. Hey, Charles, nice to finally talk to you. I've seen you or your call sign around on the nets a little bit. I always wondered who you were because you're close to us. So I bet it's a little colder up there in Tulsa. I hope y'all don't get too much snow and ice. And thank you for your check-in. And Kilo Delta Mike, Kilo 6 Delta Mike, Oscar, Derek, over in California, Los Angeles, L.A. Hey, Derek, thank you for your check-in. We got you on the list. So we're pretty much out of time here for this week's edition of the Absolute TechNet. And we're going to go ahead and close it up. So thank you all for joining Absolute TechNet tonight. Don't forget to visit the website, www.absolutetech.org. And we hope to see you all here next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Virgil K4CUP's net, his HF Toolbox. I know I'll be here because we can all use help with that. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, Mike in Grapevine, Texas. And it's been an honor to be your host tonight. 73, everyone.
Thanks, Mike. Wonderful job, Anthony Wayne.